Maureen Gallagher is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service working on the National Fish Habitat Action Plan. Gallagher says they awarded around $141,000 to a West Virginia contractor this week to streamline data on fish habitats in the Midwest.
What we're going to be doing is taking existing fish data, so information we have about what bodies of water we have fish in, what kinds of fish, how many, and then also some information with respect to the known threats to various aquatic habitats.
Gallagher says five fish habitat organizations in the Midwest will share research they've gathered. Jeff Hastings co-manages the Driftless Area Restoration Effort, one of the five partnerships involved in the project.
When you start jumping across from one state line to the other, data has been gathered in different formats and so forth, so there's going to be a lot of time involved in seeing what's out there, trying to find the commonalities between all the different states and the data they've been gathering and putting this together.
Hastings says doing so will help them see what practices are working as far as managing fish populations and improving water quality. He says showing their work has benefited fish habitats will help ensure future funding for projects to maintain them. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.